The bathers who discovered our beaches at the end of the 1950s gave way to the first foreign tourists, and Eurette embraced tourism wholeheartedly. Still, there are traditions so deeply rooted in Eurette that not even tourism can change them. The maritime procession of Santa Cristina, the Aplex, the activities of our many cultural organisations, our local publications, our love for music. Even today, I'm amazed at all the women who emerge from their homes when good weather comes to spend their afternoon making lace by the front door. They took over from the lace makers who I remember, women of Eurette, using the same hands that had mended nets or planted potatoes to work bobbins and pins and weave such delicate lace. Like the lace decorating this outfit. It's the outfit of an Obrera de Santa Cristina lace maker. I'm not sure if I mentioned, but Santa Cristina is the patroness of Eurette. On July the 24th, you're invited to celebrate her festival day with us. You must join us in the afternoon for the dance in front of the town hall, the Bal de Plaza. You'll see the four Obreras de Santa Cristina, who are chosen each year, accompanied by their dance partners and wearing elegant dresses. The four couples dance an ancient dance to traditional music. The dancers carry an almoracha, like the one you see here, but theirs are full of perfumed water and decorated with white flowers. In keeping with tradition, the dance ends with the Obreras de Santa Cristina throwing their almorrachas to the ground, shattering them in pieces. That's how the Bal de Plaza has been as long as anyone can remember. According to legend, a wealthy Arab prince came to Eurette and fell in love with a girl from town after seeing her dance. As proof of his love, he offered her an almoracha filled with perfume that the maiden rejected and threw to the ground. I still remember when I danced before the whole town. What excitement! This town's devotion to Santa Cristina knows no bounds. Her hermitage is one of the most beautiful places in Eurette. For some time, one of the first hotels in town was situated next to the hermitage. Looking over these furnishings from the old hotel, I can imagine the tranquility of the guests in their accommodations there, near the sea and among the trees. Well, visitor, I think it's time for us to say farewell. It's been a pleasure showing you my former home and telling you about the history of Eurette. But remember that Eurette isn't just the maritime museum. You still have a lot to discover. The Iberian settlements, Can Saragossa, the Modernista cemetery, the gardens of Santa Clotilde, the church of San Román, the castle of San Juan, the Indiano House Museum of Can Font, the beaches, the coastal paths. Take your time, visitor, and enjoy yourself. Don't forget that no matter where you are from, you are always welcome in Eurette. Our town is your home too. Farewell.